It's home at last for these 95 Somali nationals who have been safely evacuated back to the Somali capital, Mogadishu, after fleeing the conflict in Yemen. The plane carrying the Somalis landed at the country's international airport and was received by a high-ranking government delegation that included the country's first lady. Most of the evacuees are women, children, and the elderly.
We fled for our lives and God saved us. We were not hurt thanks to our government's efforts. The Somali government took us from there. We returned safe and sound. This is my home country. I will never leave, come what may.
Thousands of Somali nationals and Yemeni refugees have also been received by relevant authorities in the other regions of Somalia, namely Puntland and Somaliland. Not only Somalis, but thousands of other foreign nationals have fled Yemen after Saudi Arabia started pounding key targets in late March.
We're very pleased to be able to help the government of Somalia in cooperation, very close cooperation with IOM on this very, innovative collaboration on bringing people back from Yemen. So we have all of the standard services available for the returnees in cooperation with IOM here at the airport. And we wish the government of Somalia every success as they welcome their nationals home.
The Saudi invasion of Yemen has displaced more than 500,000 people, according to UN officials. Somalia itself is among the poorest countries in Africa and is facing a humanitarian crisis as refugees from Yemen, both Somalis and Yemenis, are fleeing the conflict in Yemen. And with no solution at hand to the escalating crisis in Yemen, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon and the country's Prime Minister Omar Abdelrashid have both warned that the conflict in Yemen risks threatening the security of the whole region. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.